Do you realize the number one drug problem in America today is alcohol? And anything them old sick degenerates like, they legalize it. They really believe you can legalize alcohol. The third highest cause of death in America tonight is cirrhosis of the liver. And them freaks really think they can legalize alcohol. You know there's 9 million alcoholics in America tonight? Ain't nobody upset over it. Anything them old freaks want to do, it's all right. I'm not saying that reefers and all that other stuff is okay. Anytime you put anything in your body that's going to stimulate your system, you're going to pay a price. But wouldn't it be marvelous if you cut the alcohol off? Yeah, do you know what kind of deals that you could make? Bring the boys home from Vietnam, we'll give you alcohol back. Man, they would end the war yesterday. And say any soldiers in Vietnam today are traitors. And then for the first time, the old folks would have respect for you youngsters. Yeah, every politician that would run for federal office would campaign on the issue that would relate to you youngsters. I can just see him now. Elect me to the U.S. Senate, elect me to the U.S. Congress, and I'll vote to push a bill through to raise the draft age up to 75 years old. Now that's hip. Let some of them old freaks get over there. All these old, sick, degenerate, patriotic freaks that always love war, but don't none of them go over there and get involved in it. Now that'd be hip now. Wouldn't that be beautiful? 75 years of age, you could draft them. I can just see some cat walking up to his grandpa now and say, hey, Gramp, you know how you've been talking about you wish you could get your arthritic hands on some of them commies? Well, that bill went through this morning. Looked like you're going to get your whoosh. Then we'd go back to Laos and Cambodia with the old folks brigade, with John Wayne leading them. Let me say it's a pleasure to be with you young folks this evening. I guess I can truthfully say that I spent about 98% of my time today on college campuses. And for a reason. The simple reason is that you young folks in America today is probably the most morally, ethical, dedicated, committed group of young people that's ever lived in the history of this country, barring none. And I hope you youngsters don't have to continue to read these old right-wing, cracker-controlled newspapers to find out who you are or what you all about. You see, the average established newspaper in America today is not even morally sound enough to even to discuss you young kids with yourselves. And what they call you, hippie, yippie, irresponsible, bearded, smelly kids, whatever the hell that means. My reaction to that's always been, because you have a beard, why does that mean you have to stink? They don't say nothing about Abraham Lincoln. He didn't only have a beard, he was ugly too. I guess what I'm really trying to say to you youngsters in America is I hope you understand who you are and what you all about. I hope you don't have to wait for the old folks in this country to define you and your efforts. I guess that's really what was behind my new book, the fact that I've been on the college campus now for 5 years. We call it No More Lies, The Myth and Reality of American History. And that's what the hassle is in the country today. For the first time in the history of America, the young folks is saying to America, no more lies. You realize for 400 years this country's lived in a myth, and now you youngsters is forcing us to deal with reality, and we can't deal with it. All at once, you young kids is going to say to us that morality will no longer be a Brooks Brothers suit and a clean-shaven face and a haircut once a week. You say, I'll be damned, morality always have been a Brooks Brothers suit and a clean-shaven face and a haircut once a week. Who the hell you think you are? You see, morality in America ain't got nothing to do with what you do. It's the way you look after you finish doing it. Yeah, as long as you comb your hair back and get it cut short and shave and put your shirt and tie on, come on out here with us. That's what we're trying to say to you young kids. All at once you're going to tell us you're going to sleep all night in the same bed with your girlfriend overnight. We say, I'll be damned, you're going to get you a Brooks Brothers suit first. Then you do it. We ain't saying you can't do it. Just the way we want you to look after you finish doing it. That's right. Stay in there all week with it if you want to. We say when you get ready to come out, wash your hands. Comb your hair back. Put on your shirt and your tie. And don't be grinning when you walk out the house. No more lies. You youngsters really got us in a bag. See, it was a time anything we didn't understand, anything we didn't like, we just blame on the communists. Won't even let us do that no more. And you know something I never understood about America? They ain't never blamed nothing bad on the communists. Isn't that weird? Everything good, they blame on the communists. Yeah. You march down the street with picket signs tonight saying, free the Indian from the reservation. They say, that's communist inspired. So what makes you think the communists is interested in freeing the Indians? You march down the street carrying picket signs saying, feed hungry people in America. That's communist inspired. You know, we blame so many good things on the communists that all the communists got to do to move into another country is take one of our newspapers with them. Say, look, I know you've heard a lot of bad things about us, but dig, you know the Americans hate us. Let me show you what's in the American paper. They say we behind the civil rights movement. See there? They say that we behind the free the Indian movement. And they said to feed hungry people, we behind that. Now, don't you think you should let us in your country? And, you know, and I just wish that these white folks are so quick to blame all this good stuff on the communists. I just wish they would go to Russia theyself. I go to Russia every 2 years. And if they go to Russia, check it out. If they're going to lie on the Russians, at least they tell some lies on them that's not good. See, if they go to Russia, they find out the same thing I found out, that them cats that run the Russian government ain't nothing but a bunch of sick, slimy, degenerate white folks running Russia just like these slimy, degenerate white folks that run America. And so if you're going to blame something on the Russians, why don't you blame something bad on them? Walk down the street, say, that's a prostitute house. Say, no, that's a communist house. Some comrades going inside there. Huh? Every time you get bad weather, blame that on the communists, right? Get a big earthquake, say, the communists did that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anytime you get a lot of rain, you know, blame it on the communists. Yeah, how they do it? How they painting the clouds with silver nitrate, you know. Of course, to be honest with you, I'd much rather be living in America than living in Russia, if for no other reason, when these political degenerates get to talking, at least I understand what they're saying. Well, I don't understand no Russian. And that really kind of hangs me up every time I go to Russia and them cats be speaking to me and I really don't know what they be saying. They might be saying hello. They might be calling me a nigger. No, that's not fun. That's a hell of a feeling to walk down the street and a Russian look at you and say, "Hello." I say, well, same to you and your mama. And for his mama's sake, I hope whatever he said was something nice. You know.